Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 148, Apple Watch Series 7 Preview. Pre-order Friday with delivery starting Friday, October 15th. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska, below the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. We will give you the Apple news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will preview the Apple Watch Series 7, featuring a larger and more advanced display, enhanced durability, faster charging, new aluminum case colors, and Watch OS 8. Apple announced this week Apple Watch Series 7, featuring the largest and most advanced Apple Watch display ever and a re-engineered, always-on Retina display with significantly more screen area and thinner borders, will be available to order beginning Friday, October 8th at 5 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and available in stores starting Friday, October 15th. The design of Apple Watch Series 7 is refined with softer, more rounded corners, and the display has a unique refractive edge that makes full-screen watch faces and apps appear to seamlessly connect with the curvature of the case. At just 1.7 millimeters thin, the narrower borders of the Apple Watch Series 7 maximize the screen area of the display while minimally changing the dimensions of the watch itself. Apple Watch Series 7 also features a user interface optimized for the larger display, a new QWERTY keyboard, plus two unique watch faces, Contour and Modular Duo, designed specifically for the new device. Users benefit from the same all-day 18-hour battery life, now complemented by 33% faster charging. Available in 41mm and 45mm sizes, Apple Watch Series 7 is the most durable Apple Watch ever, with a stronger, more crack-resistant front crystal. It is the first Apple Watch to have an IP6X certification for resistance to dust and maintains a WR50 water resistance rating. Apple Watch Series 7 introduces five beautiful new aluminum case finishes, including Midnight, Starlight, Green, and a new blue and product red, along with a range of new bands, colors, and styles. Personally, my favorite is the new blue. Stainless steel models are available in silver, graphite, and gold stainless steel, along with the Apple Watch Edition in titanium and space black titanium. Apple Watch Nike and Apple Watch Hermes also introduce exclusive new bands and watch faces, and Apple Watch SE and Apple Watch Series 3 continue in existing colors. I have pictures of the new Apple Watch Series 7 at the Mac Minutes podcast at macminutes.blubrry.net. The Apple Watch Series 7 continues to offer indispensable tools for health and wellness, including an electrical heart sensor and ECG app, and a blood oxygen sensor and app. Watch OS 8 helps users stay healthy, active, and connected through new workout types, the new mindfulness app, innovative accessibility features, greater access with the Apple Wallet, and more capabilities with the Home app, along with enhancements to Messages and the Photos app. Let's talk about going about purchasing an Apple Watch. Shop directly with Apple is likely the easiest. With an entirely redesigned online store, shopping with Apple Online or in-store is simpler than ever. Whether you're a user seeking personalized support and advice from an Apple specialist, or taking advantage of Apple's delivery and pickup options, free engraving, special carrier offers, or new trade-in values, the best place to avoid the crowds, which is important where the COVID pandemic still exists, is online at Apple. When customers buy directly from Apple, Apple Watch Studio gives them the exclusive opportunity to pick their preferred case and band combination to create a look that is uniquely their own. Solo loop and braided solo loop bands are also available only at Apple. Last comes pricing and availability. Customers in Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Japan, Mexico, Russia, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, UK, US, and more than 50 other countries and regions will be able to order their Apple Watch Series 7 beginning at 5 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Friday, October 8th, with availability in stores beginning Friday, October 15th. Yes, I'll be up at 4 a.m., and my sleep tracking will be off that day. Pricing for Apple Watch Series 7 starts at $399 US. Customers can buy Apple Watch with GPS and cellular directly from apple.com/store or at the Apple Store and get $100 back when they activate it with T-Mobile, Sprint, or Verizon. And through Apple Trade-In, customers can get credit toward the purchase of a new Apple Watch. That's the quick preview of the Apple Watch Series 7. Availability appears to be limited, so if you are interested, I would get online and order one as times will be slipping quickly. We will go more in depth on the Mac Minutes podcast when we get a review Apple Watch in the near future. If you have a topic or some new Apple news you would like me to cover, or just a general question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are on social media, Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. One of those tech happenings is occurring this Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. The Alaskan Apple Users Group will be hosting via Zoom Mr. Ray Long, owner of the Alaska Mac Store and authorized Apple Service Center. I am sure it will be very interesting, and I'm looking forward to his insight. Mac Minutes podcast listeners are invited to attend and can find out more information at the website akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. For the Mac Minutes podcast listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to talking with you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.